government, through the Get Fund, has released for disbursement 50 million cedis for 2016 feeding grant for teacher trainees in the 38 colleges of education across the country. Get Fund has also released an additional 30 million cedis to the Student Loan Trust Fund, an increment of 25%. Vice President Kwesi Emisa-Arthur announced this when he interacted with teacher trainees and authorities of the Fosu College of Education on the second day of his campaign tour of the central region. He assured teacher trainees that adequate financial measures have been put in place to support them through their studies. Setheya has sent this report.
Vice President Emisa-Arthur began the second day of his campaign tour of the central region from Asin South, Asin Central, and Asin North constituencies. He and members of his entourage addressed mini rallies at Nyankumasi Ahinkro, Asin Fosu, Asin Mansun, and Asin Praso, reminding the people of the good work President Mahama has done and the need to retain him for another four-year term. He also met and interacted with the traditional authorities in these areas. Mr. Emisa-Arthur inaugurated a modern market for the people of Ingrishi and a one-story girls' dormitory for Obriyeboa SHS in Foso. Interacting with the teacher trainees, he assured the colleges that the money will soon hit their accounts as the Ministry of Education has begun the disbursement. He said government did not only cancel the allowance to increase enrollment, but also to save money in order to provide adequate infrastructure and the requisite equipment and materials for the colleges of education to enhance their quality of training.
The feeding grant has also been made a responsibility of the Get Fund. And the Get Fund has actually transferred the money to the ministry. The ministry is now disbursing it because I know what we have done. So I know that for the end of the year, we'll make sure we get it long before then. We have made adequate plans to make sure that you will not suffer from the withdrawal of the allowance. Because again, the Get Fund was given responsibility to increase the amount of allowance that came to you through the tertiary education loan scheme. So they increased it by 25% so that you'll be able to get 25% more to be able to take care of yourself. And because the salaries have been enhanced for teachers, you are able to pay back within an even shorter time than what was happening before. We are not living for today. Because if we want to invest for the future, we don't only want 100,000 teachers out of the school every year. We want 200,000 teachers trained to take care of our children. I'm saying that we cannot take care of training 200,000 people if we paid all the money as allowance.
Vice President Emisa-Arthur said job creation and skills training are the utmost focus of the next Mahama government. This explains why government continues to invest heavily in technical and vocational education. He said the economy is churning out jobs which require technical and vocational skills.
We have increased substantially the share of the national budget that goes directly to education. So we've done quite a lot. How we have emphasized education, we need now to look at how we can make people even more employable than before, because we have what we call in economics a structural unemployment situation. A structural unemployment meaning that the kind of jobs that are available, the training that people have received does not allow them to do those jobs. So we need to retrain and redirect educational facilities in order to tackle the unemployment problem. Now the requirement is for more technical than arts and so on. So we are trying through the funding for education institutions to direct people to the technical sector.
A national vice chairman and director of elections of the NDC, Samuel Ofosu Ampofo, said.
A report by Setheya.